And the 25th November, October, 25th October. Then in this meeting, we gave out two extra minutes, the 12th October and the 18th of October, it was not before. But we'll deal with those minutes as we go along. I don't think the meeting is going to be a very long one today, because we said we're going to concentrate on minutes only. I'm so good with my welcome. We're going to concentrate on minutes only. And then the outstanding minutes which we asked for today. And once you concentrate on the minutes, the two sets that I gave today to you, you will do next week. Because I think it's going to be unfair to do those two sets today. And then there's still the report of Northwest and Malanga, the Secretary and the Content Advisors still busy with it. The report is completed. They're just looking at findings as recommendations, because our concerns were raised and I'll look at it myself. And then that report you'll be receiving on Thursday. And then what I would like you to do is just go through it and see if there are any recommendations that you would like to add. And then the minutes of the 12th and the 18th we'll do next week. And next week's meeting will be on the integrated school sports plan. It's going to be a joint meeting with sports and recreation. And then we're also going to look at the memorandum of understanding between the two ministries. And we will have the ministry's officials here. With those short words, I'd like to welcome you. Thank you. Apologies, Luella. And then just a little announcement. It's the Whip's birthday today, the Honourable Zena. It seems as though in this committee we're quite a number of October days. Because I think it's the first birthday for the month. And then it's the each year or so in October. So happy birthday from the committee to you. And I hope that you have a very interesting day. Yes. And it's let's hear Honourable Hanyato. I'll ask you for no comment. I don't think anyone can speak. That will be tonight after hours. Honourable Jay? You know, in this committee, I must say, we have everyone wants to have their say. Like I said last week, we are all teachers. Now we're sitting with this report, that's why we laugh such a lot, and I'm laughing about it. Because every point, every teacher on this committee would like to raise it up. If it's not a word, then look at the semantic of the word. I still want to ask Parliament to give me that tape so I can just listen to that meeting. Because no one could stop laughing. And the only person that we have here that I like very much is our minor. But remember, he was the deputy president of me. Because I believe he cools us down and comes to that teacher within us. Thank you. Let us start with our work and let's look at the very first minute. A draft minute, and it's the minute of the 30th of August. And it was, again, there was a briefing by the Office of the Auditor General on the audit performance information and adoption of outstanding draft reports. everyone satisfied. The opening and welcome. That's five of page one. Let's look at page two. They were the briefing by the office, board office, the board performance. Llewellyn, line 1, 2, 3, 4. There we've got annual report. There should be a break between reports and audits. Eh? Yes. I can hear the teaching some people.
I'm a teacher. But I'm an editor, just by nature.
If you're not a teacher, then we have to find out what were you previously. If you were a model, then I have to say you were a model.
Yes, I was.
Yes, if you are.
Now I was, but I am.
Are you still?
Sure.
All right, fine.
Performance auditing?
Mm-hmm.
What one in that section 1, 2, 3, 4 is that being has a W on it.
Yes, that has a double B, yeah. 1915, 25 years. Yes. Fine, is page 2 okay? Page 2 is ordered. Page 3, there's just clarification and then adoption of our standard reports and minutes. And then the minutes of the 10th, the 16th, and the 23rd. And then just a few closing remarks. I'd like to ask when moving these minutes, the Honourable James, seconded by Honourable Dudley. Thanks a lot for that. Let us go to the minutes of the 6th September, quite a long one. It's briefing by the Department of Basic Education on Branch 3, International Relations Communication. International Relations, is it communication or communication? Our communication and legal services, plus the branch B, a key, Ledu. We have those who are present, just check your names, where your names are there. Yes. Honourable member.
Thank you.
There's just continuation. Presentation by strategic planning and reporting, Department of Basic Education. Page 6, Legal Legislative Services Branch. This art versus the minister. Look at 6, and it will be after legal services. The branch reported that it is busy with the following litigation matters. You put ask the minister, or you put DS, I don't know. They say they're versus. And then look at the line 2 under the equality court, the legal issues that have been brought together. Then we have Dalcom and Army versus. Look at the next slide, slide 7.
There's some basic rules of notation is not being followed here, and I just want to mention that one, it shouldn't be brought up every time. But when...
Why shouldn't it be brought up every time?
Some basic notational issues. Let me give you an example. When you use, under the heading Legal and Legislative Services Branch, it's a formal institutional title, and when you use the branch formally afterwards, it's an uppercase, so that's right, okay, the branch, two objectives, and so on. But the same is true for the department. So when the department pops up, it must be an uppercase, D. So if you look at line 4, the branch provides legal advice to the ministry, DG, and other units in the department is uppercase.
And the DG must be written for
you. Yeah, so if you can just apply that across the board, I'm not going to bring it up again. And then after IE is always lowercase. So if you go down to right to the bottom, the second, the last paragraph, IE scarcity, the S is always lowercase.
Okay. Then 7. So we have the questions from the members at the bottom there. Page 8, Department's response, explanation of regulation 58A. Let's look at page 9. Here we have Memorandum of Understanding. cut, prism planner, award number 3, therapies in public school, cat training, sticker 6, prioritization of prism learners of HIV and AIDS. Dismantling order. Thanks, on Bocina. Who's chicken? On the ball, James. And I thought, like, on the ball, money now, chicken. Yeah. Everyone gets a chance. It took at the minutes of the 13th September. And this was held in this room, briefly by Uma Lucy, on the Matric Redness. Adoption of outstanding minutes. Rose, please. I think there's something wrong with your agenda because the briefing was a briefing hours by the department. Yes, correct. Look at your presence and your absence. Please look at page 2. They were opening and welcome. Briefing by Department of Basic Education on the State of Readiness of 2011 National Senior Certificate Examination. Yes, Dr. Paul, yes. Yeah.
Do we want that to give a detailed breakdown or a detailed?
Yeah, to give a detailed breakdown. Page 3, there we have the number of learners, registration of candidates, registration of students, question papers. Then on the next, I think I'm too fast. Page 4. We have printing, text and distribution, preparation for the examination, collection of answer scripts, marking, because the next page 5, we have processing and release, 2011, question and responses, page 6, the responses by the department. And then the closing of the meeting. Who expects the report? Who knows the report of Sanyako and Kosahana? Just put the one down. Don't be sorry, so. Then we come to our second last report. This one is a committee, room 454, first floor, our assembly, Parliament. Annual report briefing by the department. Just look at who were present. Akka, addressed by the Minister A. Moshekha. The Minister for two. Page 3, it still continues her address. Then the annual report briefing by Mr. B. Sobrai. Page 4, the continuation of his address. All the significant points he spoke to. Will you see the page for a minute? Let's look at page 5. So, a report by Sobrai. And that space must be made smaller. 2010-11 allocation versus expenditure per program. And then spending trends for economic classification. The spending trends. Then the reasons for the deviations were given. Then we have program administration. Program 2. Program 3. These things we went through in our annual report. Page 7. Planning and quality assessment and monitoring. Social responsibility. And then questions for clarity by the members. All the questions asked. And yes, right here. Page 8, the responses by the Minister, Mr. Sobrai. Who's accepting the minutes? Honorable Mani Moose, who's second? Honorable Nina. Then let's look at the minutes of the 19th of October, briefing by the Office of the Auditor General on the financial performance of provincial departments. Look at page 1. Opening and welcome, briefing and audit outcomes of the basic education sector and related entities. Just get your names there if those apologies are correct. Page 2. It's still part of the report with the Auditor General spoke to. Then it's our question for clarity. Page 3. The conclusion.
Sure.
Yes, Honourable Mani. Of the beautiful R report. one. No, you can't move yet. Page one. Can you say page one? Page two. Move by on the garden. You take a look by. We have to take a look. On a book on your phone. Yeah. Is there a minute, Emma? The 13th.
Sure, there's something that I'm unclear about.
Alright, just tell us.
First page.
Mm-hmm.
Second sentence.
Mm-hmm.
The committee went through the page by page.
The report page by page. That's dumb. Do you see what you got, Sheila, where then? Yes. Through the report. Through the report. Just get a minute of the 13th of October. 13th. Of course, it was part of the bundle. That one on the annual report briefing, education, labor relations. This one's the 13th. So, well, Miss Cynthia, have anyone got, one for the 13th of October? A minute. Who don't have a minute? All right. Then I think what should happen here, yeah? The minute of the 13th tour will have to be done next week. Yes, have to be done next week. On the members, the meeting was very brief this morning. And I'd like to thank you for your attendance, because we had to sort out all our minutes. And everyone knows what's on the agenda for next week. I'd like to thank you for your attendance to this meeting. Thank you, honorable members. This is closed.